Hey guys, you're alive with Richie and Wes.
I am live in Mexico while Richie is holding down the fort in Los Angeles.
As much as I can with the shitty weather and just things going a mile a minute over here.
Oh no, yeah, the weather has continued to be down here. It's great. So,
now it's good up here. So
just cross the border, so you'll be fine.
Right now, it's just been crappy the last couple of days, but now it's finally clear and sunny like it should be. And I'm sure it's going to change in like 48 hours or so.
Well, I'm sure that's the joy of climate change is it's like roulette. You never know what you're going
to get. Oh my God. Speaking of climate change, I was reading this tidbit of information that I didn't think about, but it totally makes sense. And I guess there's a decline on the insect population due to the environment going to shit.
Oh.
Is that not weird?
Weird, yeah.
But also, I was thinking, damn, they're right. Especially like in spring when everything starts coming to life, like you would always have this like random bug smash and that I rarely encounter it, and I haven't for years now.
I mean, I still get bit up by mosquitoes, but yeah.
Well, those motherfuckers I know that, but I mean like, yeah.
Like we're in a very, very, very slow like end time / there is no rapture, but it's the end of the world. It's just a very boring...
very slow. Pick it up. Come on. Fast forward to season 10. Let's go. On.
I'm ready for the comments. Take us away. Oh my gosh. So I will be dialing in all month from April, which means our internet connection may be spotty. I'm already getting plenty of messages that my internet connection is unstable, which is also my mental state. So that's great. But I would like to remind everyone that...
Same here. At least everything's on brand.
Exactly. So as usual, expect a total shit show. And us drinking wine. And I already had a couple edibles. So, you know, we're good to go. I got a whole bunch of notes lined up from social media. At the few reserved spaces that I'm allowed to have Wi-Fi on this ranch.
Good Lord, it sounds like a horror movie.
No, it's fantastic. It's amazing. There's just green and flowers everywhere and mountains. And there's no Wi-Fi. And who knows what could happen if someone just like bum rushed us. But no, I'm kidding. Actually, the ranch that I'm on has very high-tech security. It has like infrared cameras and shit on the borders of the ranch. They have motion detectors. They have like, it's very, it is secure. So I'm basically in a beautiful prison.
Nice.
Well, I was using some of that Wi-Fi time to look into various things happening in the world. And April is supposed to be Autism Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
Well, as I discovered, autism speaks, and the puzzle piece that they use, which I think we're all used to seeing for autism, right? That blue puzzle piece?
Yeah.
Did you know that is actually considered highly offensive to people who have autism?
Oh, Jesus.
Because it's essentially supposed to be like a piece is missing.
Oh, I can see that.
I thought it was just more like their mind was more like a puzzle, like where we kind of have more straight ways through things. I never realized that it was supposed to be a piece missing.
Right?
They also treat autism as it's a disease, and they focus more of their attention and money on the parents rather than the child who actually has autism.
Nothing can be trusted anymore. What the fuck?
No. So all that to say, April is still a great time to spread some awareness about autism, but give your dollars or your attention to a organization in your area that's actually helping the kids who are growing up with autism.
100%.
How fucking shady is that to be a scam charity?
Right?
What? Like, we're a shady podcast, but oh my God, if we tell you a charitable organization to donate to, it's because it's real, not because it's going into our pockets, right? Like, send us some money. What the fuck? How fucked up do you have to scam people? It's like the Salvation Army. It's just like the Salvation
Army. Oh, yeah. Yeah, donate and your money and donate your clothes so we can turn around and resell said clothes back to other people, and then all the money goes to us, basically.
And they also have serious issues with the queer community and have had so much backlash that they've had to put out statements that they do not, in fact, still support conversion therapy. Which, as you know, if someone puts that out in a statement, what that means is they definitely support conversion therapy.
Exactly. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Scams. Fraudulent.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I know we were talking about entertainment stuff. We both seen various levels of the industry. But I have been binge watching these America's Next Top Model interviews now that all their NDAs are completely up and they can't get sued for $5 million. That's in their contract. Oh my God. Okay. We're all very privy that these shows are rigged to a certain degree and there's a lot of production and things going on behind the scenes to cause drama. Well, this I did not put on my bingo board. One of the former contestants from, I think, season 2 or 3. Her name was Anshul, I believe. Really gorgeous Middle Eastern girl. This bitch was smart and savvy enough to call out production behind the scene that you could never talk about this. Because, you know how they would all share a house together?
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, well. And, well, these, like, two of the girls were and her were talking about their plane tickets. Because they noticed that everyone had the same arrival plane ticket date, but everyone's departure dates were all different. Oh, yes.
Oh, they bought them the round trip ahead of time?
Yes. And she's like, I think that this is when we're going to be getting sent home on the show. And they brought it up to the other girls. And of course, the other girls, like, there's like four of them, they all had the same departure ticket date.
Okay.
And
they only get kicked off once a week.
Yeah. But that's until the final four girls. Ooh. But everyone else had different ones. So she goes to production and she says, what is the deal with this? Because it seems like we're all getting sent home strategically.
Yeah.
Like, this is already pre-planned out. Actually, the order we're going home before we do any of these challenges, and, you know. And production like, oh, no. It's just like, the way that we had to book some things, it just seems like that. But once she's like, But she said, sure enough, every single person up until those final four girls got sent home 2 days after their elimination episode.
Wow.
I was all, damn. But good for her for being savvy enough to put that together and calling out production for it.
How would that make you feel to, especially for these young girls who I'm sure, you know, we all know, you know, reality shows are not reality and they're game shows and they're fake and all that stuff. But how would that make you feel to know that even if you went on this show thinking, it's just going to be exposure for me, you know what I mean? Even if I don't win, whatever. But to know that even before you got there, that no matter what you did, you are never going
to... That's your outcome. Right?
That would crush me. I'm sorry. That would really hurt me. I would take that so
seriously. And like, and how do you even perform knowing that?
Oh, I would be a cunt through the whole season if I knew that ahead of time. No way. I'd be such a brat. Mm-mm.
Oh, yes. Oh. But you know what they did? Even though the production denied that they had anything, that none of this was going on. Conveniently, the very next season is when they started having all of the contestants stay the entire time, regardless of eliminations.
Oh.
And they would just sequester them in a different part of the hotel. And they would still force the eliminated competitors to go to all of these photo shoots and runways and shit so that no one would catch on as to who had been eliminated.
Yeah. Oh, God. And was America's Not Next Top Model really that important that they had to people out? Were there really people stalking production?
I mean, it was like the number one show in the world for a while.
That's true. It was definitely.
They do a lot of filming outside and double-decker buses. Yeah, it was nuts. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, those poor girls. And even when they went out to like, say, Spain, in their downtime, they still couldn't leave the fucking hotel room. So they couldn't even go and see anything. A hot ass mess.
I would have snuck out of that hotel. I would have snuck out of that hotel. Mm-mm. Call the maid service for extra sheets. We need 50 extra sheets.
Right.
So we can tie them in knots and claw scale down this fucking wall. I don't think so. No, you're not putting me in a. Wait a minute. I was gonna say you're not putting me in a prison, and I just said I was in prison. So I'm not in prison, you guys. This is sort of off the beaten path for us because it's not really celebrity driven. But you're either gonna think one way or another about this next topic.
Okay.
Did you see the thing about these 8 passengers from Norwegian Cruise Lines who were left behind on an African island after they failed to return on time to the boat?
No. What the hell is this island is going on?
Well, they said be back by 3 p.m. They didn't come back.
Oh my God.
So they left their passports, the port authority. They did all their procedures and checks and all that stuff, and then they took off.
Holy shit.
I had to laugh.
That is insane.
I mean, I had to laugh because I feel like they probably tell you 80,000 times that you have to be back on the boat and that they will leave without you.
That is very true.
Because not only are they... Oh, and then the whole thing about the passengers is they tried to like fly here and go through this. They basically had their own amazing race trying to get back on this boat. But part of the problem is that there was weather conditions and things that prevented this ship from docking at certain spots, and so they couldn't catch up with them at the next place because they weren't actually going to dock there, and like all this crazy shit.
But also their asses weren't on time.
Call Delta Airlines and tell them you're running late. Oh, that was the thing. They actually expected them to hold the boat, and they were like, well, when they were running late, we had them call ahead to the ship and tell them we were running late.
It is not a fucking reservation at the Cheesecake Factory. Like, okay. What the fuck?
That seems very entitled. And I feel like you set yourself up for that one.
Right. Oh my God. Well, oddly enough, this is becoming our wheelhouse today because I have a story about someone being left behind as well. This poor man, he's some type of an athlete, I believe. But like a minor one, like probably like a college athlete, something like that. But he went somewhere, some foreign country, was kidnapped. Yes. Missed his flight, obviously.
Well, that's the least of his problems, I think.
Right. But then I guess was found, thankfully, okay. his kidnapper arrested, and he's still there because whatever fucked up country he's in is doing nothing to try to get him back home.
What?
Yeah.
Where? Like, there's no U.S. embassy or anything like that?
I don't even know if he's from the U.S.
Oh, okay, I see.
So I don't. How horrible is that? First, your trip gets ruined because you're kidnapped. Then you're literally just traumatized for life, and now you're stuck there.
I will say, as someone who has traveled to a lot of places in the world, there have definitely been some sketchy times where you're, you are, and it really doesn't even matter, right? It's just when you're out of your home elements, you know what I mean? Right. And then throw in a language barrier and then throw in like all this other stuff. Like suddenly things can get terrifying.
Oh my God. Oh Jesus. Oh my God. And just to circle right back around, and so I'm going to talk about this damn show. But it ties in with traveling and being stuck somewhere. One season, the top model girls went to China, and this is how shitty their and unorganized their production was. They were told, I guess, some of them were told to say that they were just tourists. But the Chinese fucking embassy thought that they were escorts because it's like 15 beautiful girls.
I was going to say they were spies, but oh shit. Yes, of course. Yeah, of course they thought they were hoes. Yeah.
So they locked them in this room. The guys with the big ass fucking creepy hats are in there. Production's like, we're going to handle this.
No!
And then they come and they re-question them. And instead of just saying, we're filming a fucking production here, production tells the embassy that the girls are there to visit their boyfriends, which still doesn't correlate to the girls' stories. So they're stuck there longer for like hours.
Oh, probably because they didn't have permission to film shit there, yeah.
Oh, so they finally came, so they finally had to come clean, I guess.
That is wild. That's some wild shit. Do you know what this reminded me of? So I have some like crazy travel stories. So this one time, I don't know why my mind immediately goes to this story, but this one time I was down in going through like Costa Rica, and you know, there's some very touristy spots of Costa Rica, and then there's not. And my friend and I had actually taken a bus to one spot, which, by the way, if you're taking a bus, I hope you either know Spanish fluently or you're with someone who does. And because when they come on the bus with guns for, like, you might get really freaked out. So and I mean like machine guns and shit. So, and those are just like border patrol, right? But you don't know that if you don't speak Spanish, right? So anyway, we're down there, and people had told us, you know, on the way, like, oh, you do have to watch out for like the pirate taxis and stuff like that, because people will pretend to be a taxi and then just kind of pull you into an alley and like roll you and take all your stuff. So we were, you know, we feel like we're pretty street smart and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So we get down there, and I fucking kid you not, where we got dropped off by the bus, you had to like stand on a tire, and then the next bus would pick you up. But if you didn't stand on that tire, the next bus would be like, psh, bye. Anyway, so we finally made it to crazy, right? So we finally make it to this little central town dealio. And in the doorway is clearly a lady of the night, which no shade or whatever, but she is just leaning in the doorway and like swaying her little hips. And we're like, oh, we are in that part of town. There's a guy riding around on his bike, like clearly selling drugs. Like, we were like, oh, we are, yeah, and this is not where we're supposed to be. We are supposed to be at a hotel many miles from here. We have to take a taxi from this point, which is why we had heard about all the pirate taxis. So we're like, okay, we gotta find a real taxi here after we've already been propositioned by multiple people for drugs and sex. So
oh God.
We see this kind of older gentleman, and we're like, well, he could be working with, you know, younger guys that can take us, but we're going to take him at face value, and got in his car. And as we're going, he's like, oh, hey, you know, where you're going is actually kind of a long ride from here. Do you mind if I pick up my wife?
Oh, Lord.
And my friend and I, of course, are like, well, that makes sense, because that way he'll have someone to ride home with. But also that means he's going to be getting off the beaten path, and we're not going to be on a main road, and we're going to see, like, whatever, like back streets and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, of course, it's all happening in Spanish. So for me, I'm kind of like filling in on what I barely understand versus my friend kind of telling me what's going on, but also like not really completely translating everything.
Jesus.
So all I know is we are going to his house, and I'm doing air quotes. Even we're not using the Zoom video because we both look like shit on this video. Not that we look bad, just our videos are bad.
Yeah.
We look amazing, but... So I'm like, okay. So my friend is basically trusting this guy. He's decided at this point that we can go pick up his wife, air quotes. We're in a hatchback.
Oh, God.
So we're both sitting in the back. I reach over with my arm into the hatchback. And I think like, okay, if something happens, if we pull out and like there's a group of guys and they're going to try to jump us or whatever, I'm going to at least have a weapon. Like I'm going to try to get away before they fucking kill me or whatever. I'm going to at least try to like surprise them and get the fuck away. So I'm looking back behind there, and there's a couple of things I feel, like a blanket or a rug or a towel or whatever the fuck, and then you know, just like nothing I can really use as a weapon. And like feeling behind me, and I feel a hand. At first I was like, a hand? No, it was my friend's hand, who was also reaching back in the hatchback to potentially find a weapon. In case we
Oh my god. Oh Jesus Christ.
I was like, a hand. And then I just looked at him, we both would like fucking laughed so fucking hard. And I mean, he was like, I think I can use this antifreeze bottle as a, because he like found the antifreeze bottle, and I was like, okay. Here's the plan. I'll throw the blanket. To distract them,
we'll
disappear. You chuck, you know, antifreeze over them. I don't know. Anyway, long story long, the guy was totally cool. He was such a great guy. He picked up his wife. She was lit. She was totally drunk. We had such a great time with her. He was
telling us
stories where to go in because we went down to what's called Haka de Playa or Playa de Haka, mm-hmm. or I don't fucking know. Something Playa. And we just, you know, he was like, oh yeah, well, if you go see the alligator show, they'll let you feed them a live chicken. And I'm like, you're a wild one, but I like you.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit where you're like, what would I have done if I'm with some, you know, some crazy killer, and I had actually reached in the back of his hatchback and like found a dead fucking body. Like,
oh Jesus,
that's the kind of shit that comes up. You never know. That's why traveling is so fun.
Oh my god, do you hear about this Lizzo news?
No, I missed out on this.
Okay, well, this past weekend she went on a rant on her social media saying that, and this part was justifiable, that she is always weight shamed and gets death threats and blah, 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 and there's so much negativity, and she says, I quit. So, of course, the internet goes crazy. They're like, what the fuck? She's quitting music, blah, 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 blah. Some people are like, well, goodbye. We're sick of you anyway. Some people are like, well, you're an abuser, and why is he having to address these women? And all this stuff. Then this bitch comes out yesterday on a video to clarify that she meant that she was quitting paying attention to all the negative comments and all the negative people and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, girl, I would have respected you if you said, look, I was emotional, I was being dramatic, as we all have been guilty of doing as human
right.
beings.
I mean, she quit all that years ago, supposedly, so
right.
I thought that was her whole shtick, was caring about the haters or whatever.
Her handle is Lizzo Be Eaten.
How quickly we've turned on her.
Right. I'm just like, girl, if you don't stop backtracking. Say you fucking had an emotional episode, you're being dramatic, you're not quitting. That I can respect. Just own up to it.
Yeah, you know what I really would respect is if she had quit social media. I'm like, you know what? Fuck y'all. Like, I know we have talked about Dakota Johnson and her nepotism baby ways and all that stuff, but she doesn't have social media. I don't even know if she knows how to go online. Like, she is so disconnected from like being a meme queen and being famous that it is hilarious. And I do think people like Lizzo and other people who clearly do care about what people say about them online, maybe they need to take a break. Maybe they should quit.
Right? And not like a Selena Gomez, because she pulls that shit about 17 times a year. And within 3 hours, she's right back on there.
I have a friend that does that, actually. Do you have friends that deactivate their account and then reactivate it? Not deleted.
Yeah, and they make an announcement. I'm like, bitch, we're not at the fucking airport. I don't even know that you're departing.
Because it's never deleting the account. Like, yeah, it's just suspending the
account. No, it's deactivating. And then one day goes by. And all of a sudden, they're back on. I'm like, oh my gosh, just either leave it on or go away completely.
Just go away.
I have no notifications. Like, I have no notifications for my social media. I'm on Do Not Disturb all the time.
Yeah, you got a little glitchy there, but.
So I can just pop on when I want to.
Yeah, but you have tweets go viral. You have tweets go viral. But like, I mean, we do talk about on the show, but we actually make fun of the fact that you're going viral, or we're not actually, you know what I mean?
Yes. Because I don't even know half the time until like hours or days later. Why? Because I don't have notifications on my social media.
No, I get it. You go on there, you enjoy your little whatever time, 20 minutes, hour. Have your little interaction with people, all that stuff, and then you dip. Nothing wrong with that.
That's it. Not that difficult. You know, I'm suspended from Twitter again, by the way.
What happened this time? Again? This is also a common theme.
Shit ever!
As often as you trend, that's as often as you get suspended.
It's only the first time on this new account, though. So, no, I told this transphobe that I hope he twists his ankle and falls on a bed of rose thorns. And it wasn't even reported immediately after I hit send. The robots flagged it. It suspended me for a week. I'm all really, but I can be called everything under the sun.
Yes, the racism pursues.
By Trump supporters, and nothing gets done.
Mm-hmm. But yet you're the one that gets suspended. And you're verified too. So that's interesting that.
Right. I didn't say I wanted you dead. I didn't say I was going to shoot you. Yeah, they gave me a maximum sentence. You think it's like a day.
Right.
For like 12 hours.
Because you wish bodily harm on them. So wishing someone to fall into a dirty rose bush, which would scrape them up and cut them up and ooh, hurt them so bad. That is more punishable than literally being an outright racist.
Yes, apparently.
All right, okay. I just want to be like clear on where we're at with that, where we're at with Twitter. I love that we're still dead naming Twitter because I refuse to call it by its new name.
No, that's what its mother named it, and that's what I'm calling it.
That's, well, Elon refuses to acknowledge his trans child, so gonna keep dead naming Twitter.
Whatever, I'm fine.
You could always go on our Instagram account, which hasn't updated in the last 6 months. We're tweeting from there. We are not good at social media. We're good at making fun of social media, but we are not good at actually running a social media account.
No. Oh, no. What I will do is that when people I'm like having banter with and they're on the side of wrong really piss me off, and they'll like say something slick and then they'll block you immediately so you can't reply to or to see what they said. I'll go over to our account just so I can report their tweet.
Perfect. As they should be. What's next?
What else do you got? let's see. I had that. I felt like I'm on my phone, so I don't have my notes like I normally do.
I've got
one more thing.
I've got a couple things
I was gonna talk about.
Well, I was gonna dip on or touch on the Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, go ahead, you go.
And Nepo babies and like all the stuff, right? Where I think we're like Jamie Lee Curtis already made fun of being a Nepo baby. She, I think, should have just clinched the deal on it. And I get that reporters are asking it so they can get the soundbite and they can get the clickbait. And I think celebrities should just stop answering this question. But Zooey Deschanel was asked, you know, essentially about being a Nepo baby. And she's like, well, I mean, my father's a cinematographer. Like, I don't think anyone's getting jobs because of that. Yeah, her father is a 6-time Oscar nominee who has worked with like Francis Ford Coppola and like some of the most. And her mom was an actress too. Her mom was on Twitter.
That was that. She was on that interview to say that, well, you know, yeah, I got my first agent through my family's connection.
Mm-hmm.
So, bitch, how are you gonna say that you're not benefiting from nepotism while giving the exact definition of nepotism as how you got started in the industry? Mm-hmm.
And look, who wouldn't do it, right? If you had those connections and that was the thing that you wanted to get into, duh. These are probably 100%. People that have been to your parents' house and probably people that have known you since you were a kid. Like, look at someone like Kate Hudson, who in her own right is incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
And like many young girls, I'm sure, you know, went to dance classes and, you know, singing lessons, all that stuff. But when your parents are super famous, people know who you are. And yet you still have to be talented to actually be a success.
Exactly.
So it's both are fair to say that you got in the door because of all of that. There are plenty of Nepo babies who am I thinking of? Radon Chong, and like plenty of Nepo babies who truly like they didn't get all the big gigs and they didn't get all the parts and they didn't get all the roles and they didn't win Oscars and they didn't, you know, have the, because they just, you know, you can have a lot going for you. And not to even say that like she's a bad actress or whatever, I'm just saying like you can have all that going for you and never like get the Oscar.
Exactly. The delusion.
It is. It doesn't make sense to me that you can't acknowledge that are true. You need talent to succeed. You do have to be talented, but having that foot in the door and knowing those people and...
Right. Come on. Give me a break.
Girl, please. Okay, I have two things that kind of relate to Marvel stuff. So I guess we have two things for... We used to do a segment called Nerd News, And these last two things that I have on my notes here relate to that. So, hike up
Yeah,
your
for sure. Knock
glasses,
out those
snap
two.
your suspenders. The internet is already going crazy over the fact that Julia Garner has been cast as Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four.
Oh, I didn't even see that. That's awesome.
The funniest part of this, if you see, I forget if it's, one of the Marvel accounts that I follow, the Marvel news accounts. And you see the top ones, all the top comments under that are like, oh, wait, the internet's going to be going off with people pissed off that they cast a woman as the Silver Surfer because the most commonly known version of Silver Surfer is male presenting. But all these comments, oh yeah, she's great. She's a great actress. They're posting the scene from, she's the one that did, if you want to stop me, you'll have to fucking kill me. She's that one.
Yes.
Great actress. I think she's going to bring a real intensity to this role. So you have all those people kind of commenting on that. And then immediately, same thread. But why a girl?
Of course.
Jesus Christ. It's like the flat earthers. It's like the flat earthers that comment on the memes that dunk them. It's like, look, you are proving the point right now. You're
Literally.
completely proving the point. Y'all, first of all, if you read comics, Silver Surfer does have female iterations. And secondly, what the fuck does it matter?
Right?
What does it matter? Some cosmic entity that flies around on a surfboard in space?
A mess.
So bizarre to me. Plus, have you seen the female Silver Surfer variants and stuff? Like, hello, silver titties
Yeah.
everywhere. I would think all of the incels would be very happy that they're basically going to get a nude woman on screen.
Right, they can jerk
No,
off after hours.
just right. No one's focusing on the right
They're
stuff
just, they're
here.
not that smart.
So sad.
I'm upset that it's a woman because I don't get to see a silver man.
The silver bulge, the silver package. I don't know
Right?
how I feel about the Fantastic Four stuff, honestly. I feel as though Marvel kept churning out stuff where not only is it fatigue for me, but also I think we all have to admit not everything has been that great.
No, not at all.
And I'm
Like
not trying to
I'm
be a
not even hating on it.
hater. Yeah, I'm really not trying to be a hater. Real talk. I definitely feel like the quality of, a couple of the last movies has been just not up to, the things that we were used to in the past. And I remind myself
Not at
of that because
all.
I'll go back occasionally. I'll go back and watch one of those movies like Winter Soldier or Civil War, or, some of the whatever. And they are God. It's not just nostalgia.
Nope, they're actually well-made movies.
Yes, but speaking of nostalgia, X-Men 97 continues to deliver. I know you've been going to some of the viewing parties and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was gonna go tonight because the Voice of Gambit's gonna be there. I miss him at WonderCon, but I don't know if I feel like getting up, honestly. And I'm hungry and I have dinner in the oven. So we'll see.
I know it's a lot. Yeah, we got dressed up for that one time that I actually went out to the. And we both did Gambit.
Yeah, it was fun.
But I have this down for also getting backlash from all of these. Who are these people?
Trash.
I mean, either, yes. Are they real? Or has AI been around longer than we've thought? And there really are just anti-bots for everything. Who in
Right.
their right fucking mind doesn't think that the X-Men are an allegory for, you know, any various minority group.
Exactly. That's exactly why they were created.
Yes, and it's been stated so many times.
Yes.
And yet, when friends of the show, like Ian Carlos Crawford or other X-Men podcasts, talk about this show, they get so many hateful comments about how... Oh, and... oh, they didn't have to make it so political. And I'm like, are you kidding? Did you ever watch the original?
That's how it's always been.
Their biggest enemies were literal politicians. That is baked into the X-Men. Is, of course, it's political. Because I don't, I can't, I'm starting to believe it's not real.
Oh my God.
People in the same way that we now know that birds aren't real. I am just beginning to believe that. I really am beginning to believe that all these hate, like,
oh,
all these
Lord, haters, Lord,
I can't believe
Lord.
Anyone would be that. It can't be real. It can't be real. I don't believe it anymore.
People are hot messes and I can't deal with them.
No, they're not people. They're clearly at GPS bots. Which I did download onto my phone and I haven't quite gotten into it yet, but I do want to see what it's about because I want to see if it can actually come up with, you know, different, like, can it come up with a nutrition plan? Can it come up with, I'm curious about some of the stuff that it can do where it would just take me so much time to do it.
Right.
Versus it's my little virtual assistant that can get me all the stuff. I don't know.
Well, let me know because I've been curious lately.
I'm trying it out. I haven't used it yet. Downloading it, I felt, was already like, that's it. Whatever, you know, I already have whatever, the mutant virus that takes over your phone and I've touched my phone, so now I have it. Whatever it is that they're doing to us with AI and chat GPS, I have been infected. And I'm just going to go for it because I'm curious how it is used as a tool. But I do also see where in the world, like I saw something earlier on Twitter where someone was going through Uber Eats exchange and the way that the exchange was going, because basically you know how it is with Uber Eats. They're like, hey, we dropped off your food, and then you don't get your food, and then you try to get your food or get a refund and they're like, no, who are you? Responses, the way that they came up and the way that they were phrased, it really made me think that the Uber Eats interface when you're talking to a customer service representative is AI in a way. Like, it doesn't make right, because the thing about the answers are so pre-programmed because people always have problems. So,
oh, exactly, yeah. It's always going to be the same couple of questions and problems.
Mm-hmm.
And only a couple of solutions that they're going to give out, so it makes sense,
right? So that's infuriating because that's definitely going to take over all customer service, all front-facing ways that you can contact and interact with, right? I really think, and then you're going to be like, people already have their own chat, you know, GPS bots where like you can, so if I wanted to, I could be connecting it to my social media, and anytime I posted something and someone commented or, you know, responded to my story, it could automatically send them a reply. So that's already a thing that you could do.
That's so like, weird.
It's not me sending you, how are you, winky face, you know, that's my chat GPS automatically replying.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you think about extrapolating that, like, okay, so then what if you are asking a question like, hey, how's it been? What if they answer? And then what if you just allow your chat GPS to continue interacting with these followers or people that are supposed to be your friends or whatever, right? So like suddenly,
right,
suddenly our online interaction with people, even now, of course, texting them might not even be real. It might not be them. Pre-programmed answers.
It's weird.
I can't wait to be a robot. This is actually the last time that you'll ever
oh my God.
See me in person.
Right.
Gonna
oh my
download
God, I
my shit.
The strangest thing. So I was on Amazon just flipping around. Do you know that there is a device that you can purchase for your phone that just kind of clamps onto the side of it? And let's say you're some K-pop stan or something like that, and you know a lot of those like TikTok and Instagram lives will get more promoted the more like hearts and shit that you get. Well, you can rally some of your friends, get them this little thing that clamps onto the side of your phone, and it repeatedly just taps. It gives enough pressure to where it seems like these chats are getting all of this attention.
Oh, my God.
And your phone can literally just be laying down next to you while you're making dinner or something, repeatedly just engaging and tapping and tapping and tapping to get the engagement up for these influencers.
Do you know what's really wild about this? Did you ever see the movie Her?
No, I'm actually going to watch it tomorrow. It's on my list.
Okay, I don't want to spoil it for you, but essentially, what's so wild about this movie is Joaquin Phoenix is in it. He's a very good actor. You know, he may be a problematic human being, but I will say he is a very talented actor. And then Scarlett Johansson is the voice of the, like, and they kind of like predicted this whole thing and this interaction where, you know, Suri will be really interactive and have a relationship with you and like all the stuff.
Oh, God.
At the time when I remember watching the movie, I was like, this is such an extrapolated idea that all these essentially, because if you had your chat GPS on replying to people who contacted you, what if you, the other person had a chat GPS that was like, oh, when you see this person's content, we like their content, so make sure you comment on it or give it a heart. So what if really neither one of you are actually interacting and it's just the
right?
Y'all,
so strange.
Throw your phone away. Throw it away. We're going to get back
it's
to the days.
Weird, and I don't like it.
We're going to get back to the days of, actually, this the video quality that we have right now is back in the days of dial-up, actually. We're going to have to get
it
back
really
to the
is.
Days of landlines. We're going to have to get back to the days of gritty videos. Y'all, we need to de-escalate our technology.
Yes.
We need to step back.
It's getting crazy.
Oh my God. Well, we could still do this podcast because it's basically like a radio show. And that's why I've always loved the format of a podcast. Even though we do have a shitty video element, we would not be posting the video anywhere. Sorry. Someday we might try to do some videos. I don't know.
If any of you guys are videographers, let us know. We'll pay you in wine.
Exactly. If you're willing to do some edits for us. Otherwise, you'll have to do with the sound of our voice. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out our sponsors and our show notes and save some money by using our coupon codes. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye.